Hey, come on in. I'm so glad you can make it over tonight. Make yourself comfortable on the couch. I've got everything set up for a movie night. So, how have you been? It feels like ages since we last hung out, even though it's been like a week. Yeah, work's been crazy for me too. That's why I'm so glad we could do this tonight. I really needed a break, you know? Oh, I almost forgot. I made some popcorn. Let me go grab it. Here we go, extra butter, just so you like it. So, what movie are you in the mood for, huh? I've got a few options queued up. Oh, the new superhero flick. Great choice. I was hoping you'd pick that one. Let me just start it right up. Ah, perfect. You comfy? Need an extra pillow or anything? Great. Well, let's dive in. Oh man, did you see that opening scene? The special effects are incredible. I know, right? It's amazing how far technology has come. Remember when we used to think the original Star Wars effects were mind-blowing? Hey, is it okay if I scoot a little closer? It's kind of chilly in here. Thanks. You always radiate heat like a furnace. It's one of the things I like about you. What do you think of the new hero? I think they did a pretty good job with the character development. Yeah, I agree. It's nice to see a superhero with some real depth for once. Oh, watch this part. Oh, that was intense! I think I forgot how to breathe for a second there. It's funny, no matter how many times we do this watching movies with you never gets old. I always look forward to our nights together. I mean, our movie nights together. What? No, I didn't say anything weird. It must have been the movie dialogue. Mind if I rest my head on her shoulder? I promise I won't fall asleep this time. Thanks, Daddy. I mean, thanks. Oh, God, did I just. I didn't mean to say that. I mean, I did, but I didn't mean to say it out loud. Oh, this is so embarrassing. Can explain, or maybe I can't. I don't know. It's just you're my best friend, and I. Okay, you know what? Let's turn off the movie for a second. I need to be honest with you about something. Truth is, I've had feelings for you a long time now, like a really long time. I just never knew how to tell you. I was afraid it would ruin our friendship. What? You feel the same way? Are you serious? I can't believe this. All this time we both felt the same way and neither of us said anything. We're quite a pair, aren't we? So, what do we do now? I mean, this changes things, doesn't it? Take it slow? Yeah, I think that's a good idea. You've got a good thing going on and I don't want to rush and ruin it. But maybe we could start with being a little more honest about our feelings. Like, I could tell you how much I love your eyes crinkle when you laugh. And maybe you could tell me, well, anything you want. I'm all ears. Really? You've always loved my smile? I never knew that. It's funny how much we've kept hidden from each other, isn't it? Part of me is terrified that this is all a dream. Like, I'm gonna wake up tomorrow and everything's gonna be back to normal. It's not a dream? Well, in that case, is it okay if I. That was. Yeah, amazing is a good word for it. I can't believe we waited so long to do that. So, I guess the movie's kind of forgotten now, huh? But I'm okay with that if you are. I feel like there's so much to talk about now. Where should we start? How about when you first realized you had feelings for me? Really? That long ago? Well, we really have been oblivious, haven't we? For me, I think it was that day at the beach last summer, remember? The sunset was incredible, and I looked over at you, and it suddenly hit me. You weren't just my best friend anymore. You were everything. Yeah, it scared me too. That's why I never said anything. I was so afraid of losing what we had. I'm glad we're not afraid anymore. Or, well, maybe just still a little afraid, but in a good way, an exciting way. You know, now that we're being honest, there's something else I've been wanting to tell you for a long time. I love you. As a friend, as more than a friend, just, I love you. All of you. You love me too. God, it feels so good to hear that. I don't think I'll ever get tired of it. When I invited you tonight, I never imagined this is how it would turn out, but I'm so, so glad it did. Tell me something, what's your favorite memory of us together? Before tonight, I mean. That's a great one. I remember that day so clearly. For me, I think it might have been that road trip we took last year. Remember when we got lost and ended up in that tiny town? Yeah, we found that quirky little diner. The one with the alien theme? I had never seen such weird-looking but delicious pancakes in my life. It's funny, isn't it? How many amazing moments we've shared, and all this time we both wanted more, but we're too scared to say anything. Did you ever, I don't know, try to hint at your feelings before? Wait, seriously? All those times you asked me to go to concerts with you, you were trying to make a date? I had no idea. I just thought you wanted to go alone. We were really clueless, weren't we? All those missed opportunities. But hey, I guess that just means that we have a lot of lost time to make up for, right? So, what do you think our first official date should be? Now that we're on the same page, I mean. That sounds perfect. Simple, but perfect. Just like us. As exciting as this is, I want you to know that you're still my best friend. That won't change, right? Good. Because as much as I love this new aspect of our relationship, I never want to lose what made us, well, us. Can I tell you something kind of cheesy? I always thought the phrase my better half was kind of silly, but with you, it actually makes sense. You really do make me a better person. Really? I do the same for you? That's, wow. That means a lot to hear. I could definitely get used to this. Talking openly, not having to hide how I feel, it's liberating. I'm not sure if I've ever felt this happy and nervous at the same time. It's like everything's changing, but also everything's exactly as it should be. Does that make sense? I'm glad you feel the same way. So, what now? We've got all night, and honestly, I can't think of anything I'd rather do than just be here with you, talking about everything and nothing. Oh, I know! Remember how we used to play that what-if game in our long car rides? Let's do that, but with us. Like, what if we had gotten together in high school, or what if one of us had moved away for college? Yeah, you're right. I'm glad it happened now, too. We're more mature, we know ourselves better. It feels right, you know? Is it okay if I cuddle up to you? I always wanted to do this without having to make up an excuse. Perfect. You're so warm and comfy, I think I might just fall asleep right here. Oh, don't worry, if I fall asleep, just wake me back up. Or, you know, you could always stay the night. Not in a, you know, just to sleep, if you want. Really? You like that? Great, I mean, cool. Yeah, that sounds nice. Part of me wants to make all these grand plans for the future. Go on adventures, travel the world together, but another part just wants to stay right here, in this moment. Forever. Yeah, you're right. We can do both. We've got time. It's funny. I was so nervous about tonight, about accidentally revealing my feelings, and now that it's happened, I can't remember why I was so scared. Thank you, by the way, for being you, for being my best friend, for having me back. I know I don't have to keep saying it, but I'm happy. Really, truly happy. So, what do you say? Should we try to finish that movie or just keep talking? Just keep talking? I like that idea. After all, we've got our own pretty amazing story unfolding right here. In a sense, we could just keep talking all night about all this and keep going and going. Hello there, this is Spring ASMR. I hope you enjoyed the video. If you did, like the video and subscribe to not miss a single release. If you like exclusive content and if you like to support this channel, please join my Patreon. And if you like to join the Spring ASMR community, check out my Discord server. Links to both can be found in the description of this video. Time for a quick shout out to my Patreon super supporters. This month we have Epsilon, Burning Phoenix, Cora, Axinho, Vigorous Pringle, Isaias, Bemu Zing, John John, Hamoud, Dakota, Bag, Walid, Icarus, Kieran, Micah, Barry, Tommy, Shadelight, Jesse, Oliver, Hey B-Man, B349, 6, Lunar 7, Ronnie, Lucret, Murph Dog, and Bread. And a huge thank you to our Ultimate Support tier members, Jacob, Deb Strider, Naturally Alan, Framer, and Ghosty. Thank you guys so much. I hope you have a good day, and I'll see you guys on the next one. Bye-bye.